Thank you and good afternoon. On Friday of last week, nine public defenders with the County Public Defender's Office submitted a letter to the Board of Supervisors requesting they reconsider the hire of David Marcus as the County Public Defender. The writers of the letter wrote that since joining the office, Mr. Marcus has displayed difficulty handling simple misdemeanor matters, and we have no confidence whatsoever that he is capable of handling more serious matters. On March 10th, local attorney Patrick Griego filed a lawsuit against the county and asked a judge to block the hiring, arguing that Marcus does not meet the minimum qualifications from the state. The county has replied to that lawsuit with a simple statement that said that Marcus met the statutory requirements for the position. The dangers of high tides are illuminated whenever the National Weather Service issues a high surf or weather advisory, and the drowning of two teenagers over the weekend reinforced the dangers of high surf. In Coos Bay, Oregon, a 14-year-old girl suffered fatal injuries while visiting the beaches of South Jetty Park on Saturday. The victim was visiting the beach when the high waves washed a water-soaked log on top of the victim. Despite immediate reactions from witnesses to remove the log, the girl suffered fatal injuries. In Humboldt County, the sheriff's office reported this morning that a 15-year-old boy was fishing at the South Jetty at the mouth of the Eel River on Saturday with family members when he was struck by a large log that was launched onto shore by a breaker wave. The victim was airlifted to St. Joseph's Hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. Residents and visitors to the region are urged to use extreme caution when visiting local waterfront or oceanfront areas. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and as we get ready to turn over into the next month, the Eureka Police Department will join the statewide effort, as they will be out in increased enforcement during April to enforce all distracted driving laws. Through grant funding from the State Office of Traffic Safety, the police department will deploy extra traffic officers in areas with higher numbers of traffic collisions. Those who violate distracted driving laws will be stopped and cited, with fines set at $162 for first-time offenders. Assembly Bill 1785, which requires all California drivers to keep their cell phone out of their hands while driving a motor vehicle, went into effect at the turn of the new year. Today, officials at Humboldt State University announced the two award winners of the Distinguished Faculty Awards, as well as the four recipients of this year's McCrone Promising Faculty Scholars Awards. Professor Stephen Cunha of the Geography Department won the Outstanding Professor Award, while Melinda Myers of the Psychology Department won the Excellence in Teaching Award. The four winners of the McCrone Scholars Awards were Amber Gaffney, Lena Dolashy, and Tyler Stumpf, all three of whom are newer faculty, and graduate student Johanna Osco. All the award winners will be honored in late April. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County officials will hold a groundbreaking ceremony next week. Dan Squire has more.
The county will break ground on a new juvenile hall facility next week and will host a groundbreaking ceremony for the project on Monday at 10 a.m. The new facility will be located on Harrison Street, and the total cost of construction will be just over $15 million, with the state having kicked in more than $12 million. Chief Probation Officer Bill Damiano said in a statement that the new facility will be safer, more accessible, and will house the personnel and services needed by youth offenders. Six local contractors have been hired to build the building, and the construction is expected to be completed by August of 2018. The building will have 30 beds and will be staffed 24 hours a day by 14 employees. The county also provides special education services, a full-time teacher and teacher aide, alcohol and drug staff, and a staff psychologist.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors held their meeting on Tuesday morning, and among the agenda items, which included certifying the results of the special election for the McKinleyville Community Services District, the supervisors approved plans to build the Southern Humboldt Community Park along the South Fork of the Eel River. The site will feature sports fields, including baseball diamonds, a football and soccer field, a dog park, and a skate park. The location will also hold festivals and other events, and it would feature a community forest with trails. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.